We are learning Pesach Sachem Daf Kufi Chesem Beis, and we're starting three lines from the top of the Amud. Rav Nosson Oyim Rav, Emes Hashem La'olam, Dogim Shebiyam Amru. The Dogim in the Yamsuf said this line, Emes Hashem La'olam, that Hashem is forever truth. When the Yidin crossed the Yamsuf, they were Mektani Amana, they didn't believe 100%. Gedorish Rabba Mari, Vayedach Siva, Yamru al Yamsuf, Yam v Yamsuf. The Pasuk in Tehillim says that the Yidin were rebelled on the Yamsuf. What does that mean? When the Klai Yisrael went through the Yamsuf, they started complaining. Just like we're coming up on this side, the Mechim will come up on the other side. We know that according to Tosfos, they went in like a rainbow shape, like a semicircle, and they came out of the same. The Yidin, when they went through the Yamsuf, they came out on the same side they went in. And they were worried the Mitzrayim are coming out from the other side, and they're going to come chase after them. They were worried. Spit out the Mitzrayim to the Yabasha, to the dry land. Is that a nice thing that the master gives the Eved Matana, all this food for the fish, and you take it away? I'm going to give you one day, 1.5 times this. You know, it's uncomfortable that for the Eved to the Rabbi, let's say we don't have it yet. I say, Master, you know, can you give me my 1.5? It's not comfortable. Nachakishin will be the guarantor to pay this back. The Yam spit out the bodies of the Mitzrayim, dead bodies to Yabasha. Uvo Yisrael v'roi, some Klai Yisrael came and saw it. Shnema v'yar Yisrael v'Mitzrayim meisa tzvas yom. Klai Yisrael saw the Mitzrayim dead on tzvas yom, and this says right in the pasuk that they believed in Hashem from seeing that. The pasuk says v'yar Yisrael v'Mitzrayim meisa tzvas yom. Next pasuk says v'yiru amas Hashem v'yiru Hashem v'yishavdoi. My echad amechzav them was me 1.5 times. Neil pariksiv sheish meis rechabachor says 600 chariots, special chariots. Vilum v'sisraksiv teisha meis rechabazel 900 metal chariots, iron chariots. So you see, 900 is 1.5 times 600. Ki also Sisra, when Sisra was coming with his army of 900 iron chariots, what happened? Also liyo v'dikri the parzla, they were coming with these iron spear, metal spears. Hashem took out the stars from their tracks and brought it closer to the earth. From Shemayim, the stars were fighting with them. When it came lower, at Kdiri, Hani Dikri the Parzlo, those metal spears got boiling hot and they were burning. So the whole army went down into the Nachal to bathe. Om Likaros Baruch Hu Nachkisha, now is your chance. Leich v'hashlem Rabbanu, go pay back your loan. Go pay back loan to the Yamsuf. Miyad, Garfeim Nachkisha, there was a tsunami, and the whole Nachkisha grabbed and shoveled v'shlichon Yam and threw them into the Yam. Shenema Nachkisha and Garfeim Nachkadum. What's Nachkaduma? My Nachkadumim? Nachal Shnasa Elrei became a guarantor Mikadem. From before. At that time, Dogum said that Hashem keeps his avtacha. It's the second pshat already. You know, Hashem keeps his avtacha. First pshat was to Gavriel, to allow him to save Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. And second pshat is the Dogum Shavayam. Omer Hashem Malakash. May dechsiv, meshivi akeres habayis. Eim abonim smecha haluka. What's pshat in this pasuk? Means he's saying told the Kadosh Baruch Hu, well, we're so low from our chataim in Golis, we're like weasels that are hiding in the Akeres Habayis, in the foundations of the house. And the end of Eima Banam Samecha Haluka, and still Hashem took us out of that Haluka. But Mashiva Keres Habayis, if he doesn't come on, that's a good thing to gargle it away, because Mashiva Keres Habayis is saying how we were so low. Doros Rava, May Dechsev Ahavti Ki Yishma Hashem, Omra Keres Habayis, Amos and the Ahuva Lefanecha, when are we Ahuva, when are we loved Lefanecha? Bizman Tishma Kol Tachnunoi, when we dive in Derech Tachnunim, that's when we are loved by Hashem. that lo yisi v'liya yishiya, I'm a Knesset Yisrael, you know what it means? Even though I'm poor of a mitzvah, l'cha andi, I am to you. You're telling Hashem, no matter what, we are with you, v'li na lo yishiya, and therefore, we are good to be saved, more than all the umayyads, because we still believe in Hashem through anything, we believe in Hashem. No matter what level we are, we have Hashem. Om Rav Kahana, k'shechol Rabbi Shmuel b'Rabbi Yosi, when Rabbi Shmuel b'Rabbi Yosi got sick, shalach le'Rebbe, om alonu shnayim v'shloshet v'am shemarat alonu m'shem avicha, tell us some things that you have from your father. And the Rashbam speaks out, they have this type of loss in Shas, all over the place, and always there's different things that he said over. So is it like at one time he got sick a bunch of times? It's two pshatim. Either Rashbam says he got sick a bunch of times, or he said a bunch of different things, and every Gemara says two or three things. So what do you tell him? Shalach lo. So Rabbi Shmuel sent back to Rebbe, Kach Amar Abba. This is my father said. This is a drash my father said. My dechsev, halu Hashem kol goyim. So we had before, we had going Chanayim Shalav Azariah, or we had it's going by Dogim Shaviyam. Now we have new pshat this pasuk. Halu Hashem kol goyim. Umas Oilam says, all the goyim, all the Umas Oilam will praise Hashem. Umas Oilam Avertai, what's Umas Oilam doing here? All the nations are going to thank Hashem for the regular day-to-day gvuris and flois they does with us. Of course, us that we get extra special, we have to thank Hashem. I'm telling you another drasha my father said. I see the mitzrayim, Mashiach. The mitzrayim would want to bring a present to the Mashiach. Kesava, Mashiach was thinking, I'm not being a kabbal a present from the Rasham, the Mitzrayim. Kesava, ain't a mekabel mehem. I'm not going to speak of Mashiach. Kabel mehem. Mekabel the matara for them. Why? Because Achsanya also bought him Mitzrayim. The Maisa, they did us a favor. They were Achsanya for us. And like the Mepharshim explains, it means before the Shibud. The Maisa, when Klai Yisrael, when the Shvatim didn't have any food, Yaakov Inu, the Mitzrayim welcomed them with open hands, and they lived there comfortably for a lot of years, and for that, they deserve a karas atayv. Mayad, so the attack accepted the present. Yeso chashmane mini mitzrayim. This means the chashmane of loshon sarim gedolim. From they accepted a present from the mitzrayim. Nasa now the other nation, the Kush. Nasa Kush kavchem ba'atzma ma loshon shtabdu b'hem madach the mitzrayim who made it hard for Klai Yisrael. Kach still Klai Yisrael accepted a present. Ani shlonim shtabdi b'hem us that we were meshabed with Klai Yisrael. Of course, they'll accept our present. Amalek Kodesh Baruch Hu, yeah, kavim b'hem. The Kodesh Baruch Hu told Mashiach mekabel a present for them. Mayad Kush Toretz Yodav Lelikim. He says right away they ran and they gave a present. Nasa. No, of course, that time we could accept from Kush. The said that their nation that like their power, they didn't do anything wrong to us. Therefore, we could recover a present from them. Not the Malchus Rami, Russia, Arisha, Kavachim Asma. Now the Romans said, you know, we also want to give a present, and they made a Kavachim. They're not even related to Yaakov. Kach, they're not even any Kavachim Avram. That was the case. Onush, they accept a present for them. Mitzrayim and Kush are not any Kavachim of Avram Avinu. They are from Cham. But here, we who are from Avram Avinu, we're from Esav, so we, for sure they should accept our present. We are brothers of Yaakov Avinu, like Kolshkein, we shouldn't accept our present. No, we're not accepting the present. You told Gabriel, Ge'or Chayas Kon. What does that mean? Ge'or Chaya, give like. Destroy the Chaya. Chaya means Romans. They're like a Chaya, like it's compared to a Chaya in the Psukim of Daniel. V'knei l'cha Eda, and be mechabib, and be mekarev your Klai Yisrael, the Eda. K'nei l'cha Yisrael, Kinyan. Be mekarev Klai Yisrael. Davach, a little different taish in the pasuk. Ge'or Chaya's Kana, which means destroy the Chaya that lives by the Kana. Shadar Ben HaKonim, that lives between the reeds. The Chassid says in the pasuk about the Romans, about Esav, Yechasimeno Chazir Meyar, Viziv Sadi Yerenim. It says about Ziv Sadi Yerenim, it talks about the Chazir, which refers to Esav, who looks like a Chazir, he sticks his feet up, like we know, that this is Dermit Chazir, that he comes from the forest and from the fields, Ben Akonim. Amr Bechib Abba, Amr Yechanan, Ga'ar B'Nar B'Shad, Ga'ar B'Chayash, Kom HaSen, Echadam Kum HaSechad. destroy the chaya that all the maiseha are always with one pen. The Rashbam explains, "Kaloimar kulam pe'echad lehara li Yisrael, to do bad for Klal Yisrael and Bal Yisrael adin lefneim." They're always mechayev them. It's always kol maseichad. It's always chayev. The pasuk says further, "Adas abirim be'eglei amim sheshachtu abirim." The abirim, which means the big ones, which is the goyim, they shechted Klal Yisrael. Like calves that are hefker. Misrapis bratikas. That means that person yad the kav moment. These goyim, they stick out the hand to accept bribes. But ain't no rotsam b'alim. They still don't do anything. They don't do anything. They don't do rotsam b'alim. Even though they accept bribes, they don't do any rotsam b'alim. Pisa amim kravay sech patzun. Mi gom leishol shis pasmen umis ha'ilam. What caused kaisot to go on the goyim? You know what caused them? Kravayis sheichvetsim b'hem. They wanted it close to the goyim. That causes them to go on the goyim. And the third thing he sent, another thing he sent them. Another thing Rabbi Shmuel sent to Rabbi, another drasha. I'm going to show you how plentiful it was in Rome. It's all in Guzmai, so you have to understand exactly these numbers, but this is what it says. In the big city of Rome, there was 365 streets, which means like places where they sell things. Markets, 365 markets. In every market, there was 365 towers in every market. Every tower was 365 steps. Every step, there was enough food to support the whole world. So you can imagine how much stuff was there. It's not even imaginable. Amar Yisrael Rabbi, Amar Yisrael Rabbi Yosi, Hani Leman. So who's getting all the stuff? It's for you and your friends and your friends of your friends. It says in the pasuk, the pasuk Yeshaya, v'hoya sachara v'esnana, which means your schayra, the merchandise v'esnana, and your presence kodesh l'Hashem. Lo yotz lo yichasin, only put away. Ki lo yoshvu l'fnei Hashem yia sachara lecha l'shav l'mikza atik. So more dash in the pasuk. Ki lo yoshvu my lo yotz. What does it mean lo yotz? It won't be stored. That's going on the tvua. That's based on Yitzah, which is the Tvua, Tirish dog of Yitzah. That's the lashon of storing the Gniza, which is Kesav Azov. What does it mean going for the Yosh Bnei Hashem? What's called a person who sits in Yeshiva? He can tell you where everyone sits. You know, a guy comes to the church once in a while, he doesn't know where everyone else sits. He knows where he sits, maybe. He doesn't know where everyone else sits. Someone comes to the church every single day, he can tell you exactly what's going on, every person where everyone sits. That's Yosh Bnei Hashem. A different shot, Yikadamri, Omar Abelazo, Zeh HaMekabu Bnei Chaveri B'Yeshiva. That's the person who always greets everyone in Yeshiva. Why? Because he's always there first. So he's always the person who's greeting everyone else in Yeshiva. Maila michsa atik yoimin. This finish of the pasuk. It goes to the person who's machsa atik yoimin. So one pshat is that mechasat dvarim shekis atik yoimin. That's someone who covers things that the Kares Baruch covered. What is that? Manu sisay taira. That he doesn't say over the ma'isah makava ma'aseh bereishis to anyone he wants. He covers it. Only someone who's libay doyeg allowed to say over the sisay taira. So if someone's machsa atik yoimin, that's a shvach. That's a praise on him. Someone who's megala uncovers the things that Hashem covered. That's the reasons for the Torah. Like the Sefer HaChinuch gives the reasons for the Torah. That you try to give a tam for the Torah, and that's a yosh for Hashem. Those are the people who will get lost in love with all this money from the Romans. The yosh for Hashem with mechasa atagayim and tupshatim either means they cover the hidden things or it means they uncover the hidden things.